Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Pork Dreams in the American House of Image by Carl Hancock Rooks. Thank you for listening.
Scratchy blues, jazz records from the early 1930s, big production numbers, old musicals, silver gowns and beads, the percussive sound of tap dancing, Negro spirituals sung by large shiny choruses with licorice faces, gunshots, cowboys and Indians, hip-hop rhythms, screams, screeching tires, applause, laughter, drum rolls. These sounds continue in the vacuum of a large movie house, painted gold and red and green and blue, little stars flickering way up above my head on a heavenly ceiling, an ever-changing screen of musicals, westerns, dramas, comedies. All voices sound canned, all except my voice. My voice is real.
Darling, be a darling and fix me a drink. I simply can't last another moment without a cocktail.
I dream.
Okay, baby, have it your way. I'll play your game for now.
Rhinestone kisses and tap dancing in the streets.
Why, darling, there simply is no other game worth playing.
I dream in a house of image, a house where synergy, systems as a whole, map out and construct my understandings. Endings, beginnings, plot points, cinema, cinema, cinema. Popcorn for breakfast and chocolate-covered raisins for supper, served by celluloid incarnations of someone else's I dreams. Content and context relative to what? I was born in an American house of image, interiors and exterior horizons, familiar and distant, angle on faces like mine, favoring faces I've never known or seen before. Make-believe is what you make yourself believe, for real after a while. I live in an old movie house where I learned to sing show tunes and dance with sand under my shoes, and laugh, and cry. And be scared sometimes. Very scared sometimes.
Well, you work all day, pray all night, make love to your woman, then you have a little fight.
Old Joe, father of the images that look like me, omniscient and looming, wears top hat and tails, and breeches too high, shoes too big, lips brightly painted white, calling out to Jesus from steamboats. He was happy and lazy and strong-backed, still drinks too much. As time passed, he became angry. He is like a sudden tornado, his monologues poetic like his lyrics. She sings alto blues to prevent soprano cries. Mamie, she was beautiful once. She was nutmeg and covered in teal lamé and fuchsia feathers. Her blues is real.
I love a man called Joe. Whoa, I love some man called Joe. That man ain't no good for me. Oh, no, no, no.
Work all day.
She wears an apron now and gains weight without the benefit of eating. No, I can't ever recall her eating. Cooking, but not eating.
Do you love me, Joe?
Old Joe loved her awful, but never could show it.
Interior shot. Cabin. Cut to plantation. Exterior drive-by shooting. Nope. It's not in the script for me to love anybody but me.
Afraid of her voodoo roots and desperate for the sweet taste of poppy, she stole a tight red dress and glistening diamonds from the blonde bombshell old Joe worshipped and took to the night wanton.
I said, do you love me, Joe?
In the second act, at the point of confrontation, Mamie is raped over and over again for almost 100 years. Close up on her skin, turning shades of yellow to hues of autumn leaves.
I ain't nothing. Never was nothing. Never gonna get to play nothing but a ghetto hoe.
Close up on her hand, tense, then fainting. Camera pans the field, up the bark of the tree, beyond the leaves, to the sky where her spirit is gone. Music. Credits. In the third act, just before she dies, she gives birth to naked Indians on horseback, Chinese servants full of wisdom, Puerto Rican gang members glad to be poor, 7-foot-tall private eyes with glistening afros, loud guns, and dirty mouths. Watch me, old Joe, won't you, huh? Watch me dance up and down the steps with a little white girl, just like you taught me. This is where I was born, at the turn of the 20th century, in the beginning, and it was good. I remain eternally 12 and wide-eyed. We've lived here, in this old movie house, for 100 years, me and the images I've been given. Sometimes, before the feature, Mamie sings in faded flower, rum and coke in hand. Shiny musicians sweating, surrounding her. It's the only time we hear her voice, really hear her voice, when she sings. Popcorn, salted. See you in a few minutes, old Joe. Miss Mamie, Marpessa movie star. I dab mustard and relish behind my ears and curl into the darkness.
Tonight's feature, By the Dawn's Early Light, is a slice of American historical tapestry directed by award winner Carl von Diesel Scheiderwiesel, and starring Marpessa movie star as Delilah Bell, the beautiful, sexy, voluptuous, hot, steaming, sexy, hot, bleach blonde Southern debutante.
I just love how the tulips bloom in springtime. Mamie, help me pick a basketful.
Yes'm.
Delilah reluctantly marries tall, tough, hard-working Cowboy Dick, played by the virile, testy William Whiteman.
Why, I shall never marry you. You stink.
You'll marry me, and you'll marry me now.
Oh, Dick, you're so big and strong.
In tonight's story, Dick and Delilah move to the Midwest.
Where in the Midwest?
Who cares where? They get there. This land is my land. This land's not your land. From California to the Gulf of Sea Islands, this land was made for me. Cowboy Dick builds a log cabin painted red, white, and blue. But heavy storms ruin the crops his faithful servants Old Joe and Mamie have planted.
Old Joe! Mamie! Come out of the fields! The crop can't be saved!
No, sir. We pleased to keep working. Gonna pick this last little bit of cotton with the help of the Lord.
You go on and pick here. I'm taking my fat behind inside. I'm coming, old Master Dick.
Poor and desolate, Dick's wife Delilah decides to take a job as a showgirl in the local saloon to help make ends meet.
My Dick is so big and strong. He loves me sweet. He's so firm and long.
Gowns by Edith Dead. Lip-syncing by Marpessa movie star.
Excuse me, Mr. Announcer? I've already seen this one.
You have?
Yeah. This is the one where Delilah rushes out into the middle of the night to stop the cattle from running off, and Dick has gone off to mine for gold, accompanied by Old Joe and led by a mysterious Indian guide.
You sure there's gold up in them hills?
How?
Cut to Delilah saving the cattle. She faints in the field, and Mamie carries her off into the house.
This is ridiculous, Mamie. Well, I feel just fine.
Ain't no use in arguing with me, Miss Delilah. I knows about these things. I done give birth to 25 suckers in my time. I knows when a woman is in the family way. You just lie your pretty self down and you drink this here.
Oh, what is in this?
Ain't nothing bad, miss. Same tea I give your mama when she was carrying you and when her mother was carrying her. Cat's blood, unpasteurized goat milk, my last afterbirth, which I've been saving for this occasion, a pint of overproof rum for taste, and a little molasses for sweetening.
Maybe I went overboard on that afterbirth.
Delilah's near death, and Mamie won't leave her side.
Oh, Lord, please let Miss Delilah live long enough to give birth. I ain't got none of my own children. And I just want to spend these last few years of my life caring after somebody else's. Oh, and please bring old Joe back home to me, Lord. And Master Dick, too. Unless you don't see fitting. I just want your will to be done. Because if Miss Delilah gonna go on be with you, I figure ain't no sense in leaving Master Dick behind.
Oh, Mamie! Mamie! Where are you, Mamie?
Don't you hear me praying, child? Amen.
Then the scene changes. The Indian is supposed to be leading Dick back to the gold in the mountains, and Old Joe is trailing behind them, and he senses evil in that old naked Indian.
Oh, something ain't right, Master Dick. I don't trust that old Indian.
You and your silly superstitions.
Just when Dick turns his back, that old Indian tries to cut his head off. See, the Indian want revenge for the death of his people. But I guess what he don't understand is, Dick had a right to slaughter all those evil naked Indians, because they don't know nothing about how to build a nation, and they don't even pray to Jesus. Dick struggles with the Indian. Old Joe gets Dick's gun from his saddle and throws it to him, but the Indian catches it and aims to shoot Dick. And just then, Old Joe jumps in front of Dick and catches the bullet right in the heart. Dick lunges for the old naked Indian, and they tumble down the hill, and he hurls the Indian off a cliff. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Delilah has gone into labor. We never see her stomach swole up or nothing because, well, nobody wants to see a sex symbol all fat.
It was in my contract.
But Mamie, she just look a mess. Now, the doctor had told Mamie that if Delilah gave birth, she was going to die, sure enough.
Lord, you owe me now. I've been faithful all these years, and I've been playing these here roles for too long. And never once did I get to look good or wear a gown by no Edith dead. So this is the least you could do. Please let her give birth this here night.
That's when Dick comes home.
Is old Joe with you, Master Dick? Joe, where's my Joe? Joe?
I'm sorry, Mamie. He didn't make it. He died saving my life. He died a hero.
No!
Delilah gets sicker and sicker. Mamie asks the Lord for special instruction, and the Lord tells her to lay her body on top of Delilah's, like in the Bible.
Mamie, what the hell are you doing?
Don't worry. Ain't no funny stuff going on here. I'm just trying to do the Lord's will. Now, Lord, you know I weigh 420 pounds. So if it is your will to crush her, I say thank you. Whew, I couldn't have thought of a better way myself.
And just when Mamie lays up on top of Delilah, who was just about to breathe her last breath, the baby comes out and Delilah's eyes open wide.
It's a boy. Lord, that's the last time I ask you for nothing.
And then that's it. The camera goes up the bark of a tree, to the leaves, then to the sky, where old Joe's spirit is gone. The end. Screen credits. See, I told you I saw this one before.
Well, why didn't you say so? I need a smoke. You know, kid, you're getting on my nerves. Can somebody change the reel? Come on, let's get another movie up. I don't have all day.
You live here in the speakers. Where else are you going?
Smart mouth. All you play anymore are clips and previews, clips and previews.
I'm glad he isn't gonna watch the whole thing. My tongue gets tired with all that dis, dat, and day. I don't know anybody who talks like that.
I hardly ever get to do westerns. You know, that was some of my best work, kid.
I think you were better in Blood of the Vampire, Part 6.
All I do is run, scream, and die in that movie.
Yeah, but it's the way you run, scream, and die. It's sexy when you die. If I die in a movie, it's to save your life. Though sometimes I do get to get shot by my old man who can't take the living in the ghetto no more. But you... they don't even show your blood much. If they do, you die breathing and heaving like it's an orgasm or something, with not a hair out of place.
True. I did look good, didn't I? My hair piled high, thick eyelashes. Hey, Vinny, let's put on the vampire flick.
Pork, can't we watch my first starring role in a feature?
You mean Coco Brown meets Super Slick a Go-Go.
I don't like that one. I played a black-eyed whore in that movie, and the clothes.
What's wrong with the clothes?
Bell-bottom pantsuits, ostrich feather jackets, no gowns, no tunes, no catchy lyrics, nothing.
Yeah, well, I like that movie. I'm the star. I play a sexy police detective out to bust the Harlem drug infiltration. I take on the mafia, the CIA, the FBI, and the Republican Party in under 2 hours, and make love to a Fidel Castro-type character to the soulful sounds of Curtis Mayfield. My nude scenes are wonderful.
Yeah, let's roll.
Sure is fine, sweet stuff.
Who that?
Man, you don't know who that is? That's Coco Brown.
That's right, Sugar.
Man, she won Tough Fox.
All right, punk. I got 7 friends in the barrel of this here gun. And they'd all like to get to know you a little better. So you better talk fast, Turkey.
Oh, I don't know nothing, Coco. I don't know nothing. Oh, all right. All right, all right. Word out on the street is you're gonna be dead. That's a Thanksgiving turkey. If you keep on messing around with Mr. Big.
You don't have to worry about that, Lightning Bug. You've been selling glue for Mr. Big round Harlem for years now. And my little brother got hold of some in his arts and crafts class. Now he's out on the streets making dollhouses out of tongue depressors. He can't even complete one because he keeps sniffing all the glue. They give him scotch tape to make them houses now. You know how hard it is to make a dollhouse out of tongue depressors with scotch tape?
Oh, I ain't know little stuff was your brother.
Well, you don't have to worry about figuring out who's related to who no more. Sweet Coco's gonna take care of your butt right now.
Can we stop? I'm sorry. I've already seen this one 1,000 times.
Look, kid. You've seen all of them 1,000 times.
What say we fast forward and view a couple of those new homeboy flicks? Lots of action and guns and sometimes even a little message tucked away in the hip-hop soundtrack.
I can't. I mean, I just don't want to. I'm not saying it's all bad. Some of them are great, really, but I have to admit I find myself blanking out half the time, closing my eyes and dreaming, making up my own stories, something beyond the fantasies I'm given.
Well, this is it, Pork. We're all you got. So pick a movie. You got 100 years to choose from. Black and white, Technicolor, three-dimensional. Come on, pick something. There's nothing else for you to do.
Unless...
Unless what?
Unless he wants to watch foreign movies.
Isn't there anything you like about us anymore, Pork?
American cinema's not good enough for you, kid?
Quite the contrary. I think some very important image makers have come through. Michaud, DeMille, Cassavetes, and every now and again, a root worker passes by and leaves us magic. Like the ethereal beauty of Daughters of the Dust. Marriage of history, poetry, movement.
Tarantino's brilliant.
Narcissism, nonetheless. Irony, delicious monologues, campy performances. Brilliant, yes. But there's no departure, really.
I tend to agree.
I concur.
I don't get it.
The failure is not in the lack of images. The failure is actually in the current lack of imagination and abstraction combined with a divine sense of truth, error, and diversity.
You need to just go ahead and see what you dream.
See what I dream?
The Great Commission. The salvation of the world. The Creator. You need to be that and find that.
You can't be audience and Creator. The two don't go hand in hand. We are the images. He views. He receives. It's an eternally passive role. It works.
For you? Pork, you've been in the house too long. Time to go outside and play.
And free the captive. The ordination, the transformation breed. Know your character, Poke, and free us. Diagram it. The interior, the exterior. Define the need, the sequence of events as you know them to be, as you feel them to be. You know, too long, oh, too long, you done sat here 100 years and watched from the wooing and the wedding of a coon to Cleopatra Jones to the present, and you're tired.
Tired?
Take up your pen and paper, sword and shield, pork, scribble me brilliantly on brown paper bags. I don't mind the sacrifice. I don't mind the death of me for the birth of you. I don't mind the marriage of us. I'm Anita Bush, long gone to me.
many years.
And I am Bertha Williams for too many years.
Stop it! I said stop it! What is this?
Resolution Day. Redemption of image in an American house painted many colors. Here, the natives take back the land. The cowboys lose the West.
Pick up imagination. Pick up fables and folklore. Pick up lullabies your mama sung you from her breast. Pick it up. Paul's been in the house too long.
I feel you leaving my side. I feel the hunk of rib coming off me. And it's all right. It's all right.
Do what you will, kid. Just remember this. Audiences live forever. Creators die.
But the images, the films, they live forever, don't they?
I don't mind the death of you for the birth of me.
I dream. I dream my own images, my own things. I see them for myself.
The house is falling down! The house is falling down!
Interior, the corridor, night. Window reveals exterior, blues and greens from the light of a voyeuring moon. And the music is kinder than before. The music does not mock the existence of me or parody the ongoings of you. People gathering, dancing in the middle of a ballroom floor. Cochise and Serpico, Tupac and Dr. Strangelove embracing. Language faint. How do you do's? And is that so's trickling down with laughter? An occasional, are you sure I'm not dreaming? Camera floating, two shot of me talking to rainbows, rainbows responding. Another angle, truth, history unrecorded, not preaching, not politically tainted, tiny windows, content and context relative to what? To me, to this, to that, close-up, lips, kissing, camera climbing, climbing, climbing the bark of a tree, beyond the leaves, up to the sky, where my spirit is gone. Cinema. Credits roll.
You just heard Pork Dreams in the American House of Image by Carl Hancock Rooks, broadcast by New American Radio.